I wanted to preach today about one of the seven capital sins that is often neglected, called envy, sometimes associated with jealousy, where we have someone doing something wonderful, yet we don't want them to have it. In fact, we get angry, we get sad when someone does well. I want to give you three examples from the Holy Scriptures about where envy can lead us. But first, a little joke. And I was thinking last night, saying, well, this is quite a serious topic. Should I tell a joke? I said, yes, I should. Because sin is very pretentious. Sinful people take themselves very, very seriously when they're tearing themselves apart. And they're doing silly and stupid things to hurt themselves and others. That deserves a joke. A banana was arrested yesterday but had a good lawyer, so I hear he's out on appeal. We should always laugh at sin. St. Francis used to say, do I have to carry this donkey with myself all the time? No one disappoints me as much as myself. The first example from Scripture about envy, it begins in the family. Cain and Abel, you remember the story. They both offer a sacrifice to God. But Cain offers God the worst because he has no faith in God or the future. He doesn't want to delay satisfaction. Some say in the Bible, this is the invention of time. So what does he do? He looks at the achievement of his brother and he kills him. The first murder was done out of envy. He can have it if I can't have something better. Maybe he shouldn't have anything at all, including life. Carl Jung, the great psychologist, says we should always compare ourselves to who we were yesterday, not to whom someone is today. That is one of the great fallacies in life. We like to compare ourselves to others and not to ourselves. We aim for holiness. We should look deep into our heart. Even Nietzsche said, he who has a reason why can bear anyhow. Anything that happens to us that we look at as not an obstacle, but a way to build our own character becomes a fruitful thing. But when we want to destroy truth because someone else has something beautiful, that goes against the 10th commandment, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods. There's a reason why this is a deadly sin. And by the way, this is one of the few sins that no one gets pleasure out of, because its aim is destruction and death. The second example from the Bible, Joseph and his beautiful multicolored coat that was given by his father because he loved this son in a special way. And what did his other brothers do? Let's kill him. Until one of them said, no, let's sell him into slavery into Egypt. And so they threw him and sold him to a caravan going to Egypt. They took the coat, poured animal's blood, and told their dying father, your favorite son is dead. This is the fruit of envy. I hate you. I hate you so much I want to kill you. I would rather everyone be in sorrow because I can't find happiness. And so envy was responsible for Joseph being sold into slavery. And when his brothers came back and they wanted food from Egypt during the great famine, how does Joseph, solve and conquer envy. He goes, God sent me here so that I might help you. The remedy for envy is kindness, appreciation, congratulating someone when they do well, sportsmanship, saying, I appreciate the beauty you have brought into the world and I take pride in your joy. To be able to lift up someone's achievement even to a higher plane. And the final person who was the victim of envy was Jesus himself. In Matthew, the gospel tells us Pontius Pilate did not want to crucify Jesus. But the scripture also said because he knew the Pharisees had made up these lies about him out of envy. A young preacher comes along. People are turning to him. Where are the spiritual leaders of the people? How come he has so many followers? Let us make up a story. The Romans will see we are having trouble and cause us better that one man should die than the whole nation perish. A rationalization of how to kill a just man and to kill the Savior. The way out of all of this is kindness. The way you play this life is more important than you win or lose. So play it well. If you win, share your joy. If someone else wins, has a beautiful day, rejoice. Congratulate them. Help people achieve what you have not been able to achieve. It is your life you are saving. Kindness is always the antidote for envy and jealousy. So it's not great to have a whole sermon dedicated to us, but sometimes it's important to know how your enemy can sneak into your heart and mind and color the way you look at life and the way you enjoy life. The saints used to say, he who has conquered envy has doubled his joy, because he can not only rejoice on his own achievements, but he can rejoice at what his brothers and his sisters have accomplished. This is the way to give glory to God wherever there is beauty, to foster it, to proclaim it, and to encourage it. Slava Isusu Hristu!